Good evening, happy Friday, and welcome to Divine Connections. I am Sue Fields-Delamonte, and I am joined tonight with Lynn Bleasdale and Jessica Marie Tatrill. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Friday to everybody.
Yes, definitely. Thank God it's Friday. So how's everybody holding
Thank
up
God.
With this heat? Yeah.
Well, yeah, cooking everyone.
It is. Oh,
yeah.
It's miserable.
Yeah, Sue and I were just talking about the weather here in Colorado and Missouri. What's the weather like in Canada for you, Lynn?
Right now, it's beautiful. Not beautiful, but it's raining, and we need the rain, and it's not really hot, but it's been really... Like, this is a break in the weather. It's been stinky hot, and everybody gets really grumpy when that happens, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard on... Yeah. But, yeah, it's like it's the wet, humid, sticky thing, and, you know, it's like, you kind of want to run away.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know. Well, you know what? There's always a good time to study the cooling foods, right? There are things that actually help your body cool.
Oh, yeah.
And, so, I guess you do what you can. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I can't think of them, but there are like a list of actual cooling foods that'll help take down a fever and stuff like that if you need to. I'll have to look that up and post it on the website on the page. I can't believe we have no callers tonight. This is very unusual. We should give out the number. And see if we get anybody biting there.
Yeah.
I thought we were still talking about the bringing down the fever food.
Oh, sorry.
I remember when I It's okay. I remember when I was little, one of those things was popsicles.
Absolutely. And they grow, they're very organic popsicles. They grow in popsicle fields.
That's right.
No, but that's a good point. You can always get the frozen stuff to get help down. But, it is a bit alarming how the temperatures are, you know, skyrocketing like that.
Oh, it's been here in Michigan. Yeah. It's been in the upper 80s with very high humidity.
Oh, yeah.
And I woke up this morning at 5:30, and it was 65, I think. And I went back to sleep until 8, and it was 74 in just that little bit of time. And then my central air died. So.
Oh, that's worst. Are you guys getting those caterpillars everywhere? There's an absolute plague of gypsy moth caterpillars here, and they're dropping on people's heads and dropping in their drinks.
Oh, wow.
They're everywhere. It's just awful. And, you know, it's really hard to keep your Buddhist sensibilities and not squish bugs, right? They've got to be controlled, but... It's very awful, and you know, they're everywhere. They're eating everything, and it's like almost like a biblical plague or something. Ugh.
Oh gosh! Wow! So that's happening there in Canada.
It sure is. Yeah, well, at least in Ontario. I don't know about west and east, but so we're just above Michigan, and if you're facing north, we're just to the left, and Michigan's to the right. And so it's not far. And then you're way down west and south.
Yeah.
So it's okay. But,
we usually get those cicadas, those loud buzzing bugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to have the 17-year cicadas this year, but they're not in our area yet. So hopefully they avoid us.
Well, it could be, but they are apparently causing car accidents and whatnot in some places. Yeah, they're just invading and whatnot. But
my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty freaky. We have to, I guess, really take care of the planet extra hard much as we can. The changes are a little freaky and frightening. Shall I just give the number out then, Sue, just in case anyone wants to call in? I don't think we've ever had this before, but anyway, if you'd like to call in for a mini reading or to join the conversation, at 646-564-9868. There you go. Okay. I did my public service.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about the topic? Okay.
Yeah.
Our topic tonight, we are exploring how psychic and intuitive messages are received and delivered. Is there a difference between psychological advice and message from spirit?
There you go.
So who would like to start? Go ahead, Lynn. What were you
going to say? We could preface it by just saying that it was sort of inspired by one of our chat room members who asked us if we were, I forget how she put it, are you actually channeling spirit messages or are you just giving us advice kind of thing?
Yes, she asked if we do psychic readings or just give personal opinions.
Something like that. It was a good question, and I can see how people would ask that. Because some psychics, I think, are totally, some are receiving spirit messages, there's no doubt about it. And the other end of the spectrum are the ones who are like, getting in their own way and like, you know, I said this is what I feel about it, but there's a whole range, right? Wouldn't you guys say? Yeah, a whole range of different energies.
Absolutely.
And
I think, too, a lot of times, even if we're delivering a message, if it comes across like it is just our opinion, that's how spirit is delivering the message to us. That is how the individual needs to receive the message.
Yeah.
So instead of going into some big trance or speech or whatever, they need to hear it, how it comes through. And what's right for Susie might not be right for Betty. So every message comes through differently. Susie might need something that sounds like an opinion, so that's how her guides are delivering it, where Betty might need just strictly reading. Hey, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, the thing that I have definitely understood about, you know, how personally myself, I've understood just since I've been doing this, which is just started kind of, you know, those parts, like the psychic gifts and stuff like that, or spiritual gifts, for some people, they're turned on at a certain point, like during an awakening. It could usually be something traumatic, actually, that happens that could cause, those abilities to turn on. Oftentimes, we all have that. We all connect with that, connect with Source on a deeper level until I think we start losing that about, I don't know, is it like 7 or 8, Lynn, do you think? Sometimes it shuts off about that age, and then some people pick it back up. Some people, don't, and it all varies by person. So what go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add that it's usually around the time that society starts getting in your head and going, not allowed, woo woo, right? So there you go. Carry on, please. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I understand how people could question. Absolutely. I mean, I was a questioner too before I started, you know, kind of tuning into my own, you know, intuitive abilities. And I think the way everyone gets it, and in fact, this is, we could pretty much say this is fact. Everyone is different. One person is the same, how they receive spirit information. And I think for me, if you're kind of new to it, excuse me, I almost choked on my drink. I took a sip. As far as me, when I started, a lot of it has to do with trust, being able to trust your own intuition or, you know, your own knowing, your own internal and your gut instinct. So that's kind of what I'm still doing. I'm still learning to trust myself. But the way it comes in, the way I receive it, is it's just an immediate yes or no, or I feel like that, you know, if someone asks a question, I'll immediately feel gravitated to it mm-hmm. in like a yes way, or it doesn't feel good. And that's you. It's like, it's hard to explain. It's like feeling or a knowing. It's just that kind of it is or isn't, or it's,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just different for me. And then the way we explain it is, yeah, basically how Sue was saying, we kind of have to interpret it back. So it kind of sounds like it is our own opinion, but we have to have some way of interpreting it back from spirit. So,
right.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what I've noticed.
Yeah, I call that the yuck or yum response. It's really simple. It's like a binary code, right? It's either,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yuck or yum. And it's very, yeah. very basic, and it's very intuitive. It's very almost primitive, really.
Yeah, really, actually. And that's what I think, too. But and I think it's really being present and mindful and listening to that more than anything. And I think with me, at some point in life during trauma, which happens with a lot of, you know, people that go through trauma, they're taught not to trust themselves, if that makes sense.
Mhm. It does.
We're programmed that hearing voices and getting messages is evil, and
mm-hmm.
it's the work of the mm-hmm. devil, and you're crazy, and
right.
whatever. So mm-hmm. you know, your ideas and your thoughts and stuff get poo-pooed on enough, you doubt yourself and you hide it.
Yeah.
And we question, yeah. you know, am I nuts that I'm hearing a voice in my head telling me this? Or,
right.
Yeah, we all get it different. We all interpret it different. We all deliver it different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. But they come through. And very often, we're getting a little bit of sound overlap here. Does anyone hear that?
No.
I didn't hear. I was just worried that it might be my fan in the background. So I'm going to kind of point it away from me just in case.
Yeah. No, it's not the fan. I'm hearing voices, like background voices. Nobody's at a barbecue, are they?
No.
No.
No. Oh, okay. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm just,
I don't
in
know.
My room,
anyway,
and I—that's funny. Yeah. And I have my fan on, but no radio or TV or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say when we were talking about there are times, and we've all had this happen on this show, where someone's called in and they're clearly in a dangerous or abusive situation, right? Where it really doesn't need. You don't really need to tap into spirit to tell that person that they need to change their circumstance. And there's been times we've talked to people after the show and tried to get them some help and whatnot after that. So that is a case of Sue, Jessica, and Lynn, and whoever else is on the show saying, mm-hmm. It's us saying, you know, we need to get you some help.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But the yeah, there are times when it is sort of advice, but it's not because we consider ourselves to be high authorities on stuff. There's just some stuff that you don't have to think about it, right? If someone's in an abusive relationship or in danger of some sort, I think we talked to someone who had like a stalker at one point, and we just went as human beings to the rescue, or not the rescue, but we helped her after the show. And there's times when you just, you know, you don't want to be tapping spirit because it's pretty obvious what needs to be done. But
right.
When the names and stuff come through, or the evidential, when you're working as a medium and you get the evidential stuff, I notice we all sort of do it differently. I will get names. Sue will get names. You get names, Jessica, coming through?
I usually don't get names. I'll usually just get a very possible one way or the other.
Yeah, so it's a feeling that kind of that comes through.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I always laugh at Sue when she, I'm sorry, Sue, I've said this before, and I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing with you, but somebody
no,
named
absolutely.
You. Do you remember that? Somebody named a Scottish person who was in spirit. Her name had been Euphigenia on Earth when she was on Earth.
Yeah,
and
I
Sue's
got
going, I'm getting
this
name.
I could not say it.
It was so funny. Then the caller goes, oh, I know who you mean. It's Euphigenia. And it's like, but nobody could pronounce it or anything. And I remember the time I got somebody called in, and her husband came through with the word Drake, but it wasn't a name. And he was talking about Drake. Yeah, I guess in the States, Drake cakes are quite popular. And that was how he was giving his evidential, to describe himself, one of his favorite things in the world was Drake cakes. And that's what he brought through to his wife. So it is, and it's like those, you know, those gift bags, you don't know what's in them. You just reach in and it comes through whatever way. I love it when we get names. Like that really, it makes it easy, but you can't always guarantee that. We do get, we get descriptions of people. We can feel their energy. So describing their personality comes through and stuff like that. But, now our friend Jody, who used to come on the show with us, was describing at Lilydale people who are like literally sitting there with ectoplasm forming, you know, from their body. Now I've never personally done that, but I have seen a spirit manifest, and I don't know like what they used to create the image, but it's all unique to each reader, I think. But I'd love to see that. I'd love to go to Lilydale and just see the different people and how they work and stuff like that. It sounds fascinating, really.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that experience too, doing readings, and person just shows up standing behind the person that I'm reading. You can see them just like they're standing there.
Absolutely. How they do it, it's weird because they're not reflecting light like a regular object. They are light. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
One night I was doing a reading at a salon, and I was doing angel cards. And I kept shuffling and shuffling and shuffling. I was getting nothing for this lady. And all of a sudden, a young man and a woman were standing right behind her. I just put the cards down. I said, okay, here we go. And just went from there. And it turned out it was her son and her mother. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
that's
it's
great when they can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And during the show, people will call in and ask questions. And they might ask a question about work, but all of a sudden I'll get an image of a grandfather working out in the field on a farm, or a woman in the kitchen or in the garden or something. So I know that the message that caller is supposed to receive has nothing to do with work.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple of callers. Do you ladies want to take a call?
Oh, awesome. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, I just heard talking.
Did you?
Yeah.
I actually heard an echo. It was very bizarre.
There were two people talking, and then I heard someone say, okay.
Yeah, that was
that
me.
Might have been
said,
me.
Oh,
might have been both.
No, it was before. It was before you responded, honey.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We got gremlins.
I don't know. Well, I think the Wednesday show guys were having trouble with sound and stuff. So we'll just see what the show brings, and if it gets too yucky, I think Blog Talk may just be having a few tech problems or something.
It's possible.
Unless you're hearing spirit voices, which could be possible, too.
It could be. Somebody's trying to get through.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I've got the little light on, and if any activity comes through, we'll direct them to the... Well, we'll direct them somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, we had a lovely... We had someone in the chat room, but they left. We got to keep an eye on them and remember to serve tequila. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We ready to go?
Yeah, we got callers coming in. That's lovely, eh? That's beautiful.
Hello.
Area code 562. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
I'm not sure. Do I have to have a question, or can I just get whatever spirit has to say to me regarding messages?
We can give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and start, Yvonne, as I just, I immediately got... Well, I'm so sorry. We've got some real bad feedback or something here. The hawk comes in for you. Okay, I'm definitely hearing a male voice there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at
it.
Yeah. Okay, well, who knows what's going on. But I will. I'm just looking up the hawk, what the message is from the hawk. Okay, the hawk symbolizes a creative being. It's talking about your creative spirit. Are you lacking in creativity lately, or feeling like you're a bit stuck?
Well, it's like I'm really trying to find out right now what I want to do for starting, like, maybe... I was thinking about, what I want to do for work. So I'm in the midst of trying to find out, like, what direction? Maybe that's what it's referring to, because I'm so confused on that part.
Well, here's what the hawk says for you. When you have the hawk come in, you have an inclination towards using the power of vision and intuition in your daily life. The hawk provides wisdom about seeing situations from a higher perspective and using the power of observation, focusing on the task at hand. This is a good companion for spiritual awareness. The hawk is a messenger from the spirit world, uses the power of focus, and it talks about taking the lead when the time is right, gives you the power to see a clear vision and a strong connection with spirit. So the hawk increases your spiritual awareness. Are you longing to do something in the metaphysical realm? Would you like to work as a psychic or a healer or something like that?
It's funny you say that because, the past, since 2011, I've really been really, involved in numerology, natal charts, and And I got more involved, and that's when I first started really talking to psychics. And I got interested more in the spiritual world and different realms and stuff like that. I'm getting, like, I think because I'm getting more advanced, seemed like. And I was thinking about maybe being, like, a spiritual advisor, I guess they call it. But I'm waiting to, like, leave a year and get a little bit more advanced, and I might get into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feels like it's a good path for you to turn towards and explore, and they're suggesting to that you explore all the modalities of light work. For example, healing. You know, how just study all the different ways that this stuff works, the tools. Check all that out and sort of give yourself a little well-rounded education. And I really feel you're going to be drawn to the thing that you should be doing. And, yeah, it feels good for you. Go ahead, Sue and Jessica. See what comes in for you guys.
Hi, Yvonne.
I can go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, honey.
Are you sure? Okay. I did get hi, Yvonne. My name is Jessica. It's so funny because when you started just talking, introducing yourself, again, this is how I kind of receive from spirit. As we were talking about our psychic abilities, our intuition, how we receive and deliver our messages. So I usually shuffle my deck. But before you were done introducing yourself, it was like I had the feeling not to shuffle and pull the first card. That first card that you got is called it's the Be of Service card. So, Be of Service. When you strive to empower and enrich the lives of others, you elevate the consciousness of the dimension. No good deed is too small. Acts of kindness and service are regarded in the spiritual realms as the loftiest of goals. To ease the suffering of another in any way, from charitable contributions to volunteer work, or something as simple as making someone's day brighter with a smile or kind gesture, is the greatest gift you can give to yourself. Raising the energy of the planet by doing selfless deeds is a win-win for all concerned. By raising the vibration of others, you raise the vibration within yourself. Remember, above all else, you are here to leave this earthly dimension better than how you found it. Seek ways to make your mark. It's not impossible to fix the anguish in the world, but it is imperative that you don't create more. Be mindful of your thoughts, words, and deeds. Be the change that you want to see in the world. This was a beautiful card for you, I think, Yvonne, because I think just like along with what Lynn was saying, I feel like you're meant to like be of service, you know, like in the spiritual, metaphysical, you know, to help others, to help awaken others, you know, whatever that may be. I just thought it was a beautiful message for you.
Thank you. I agree. Maybe that's my sign or clue that I should really look into starting to get involved more. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Hi, Yvonne. This is Sue.
Hi.
I'm going to sound like a parrot. As soon as you started talking, I wrote down career, school, follow your passion, and healing. So,
okay.
Yes, you are definitely supposed to be following your passion for your new career. And I would go online and check out every single free session or tutorial or anything that you can come across that has to do, YouTube videos, anything that has to do with the metaphysical that you're interested in and healing. Because I feel that you have great healing ability. It could be spiritual, like you said, a spiritual counselor, spiritual guidance. It could be healing for the spirit. It can also be physical healing.
Okay.
But you have some great power that is going to, if it hasn't already started showing, is going to start showing very, very soon with the healing. And trust your intuition more, honey. Because you're getting a lot more messages than you're allowing yourself to acknowledge.
I didn't want to really say too much, but I'm getting like, when I first started, like I mentioned, 2011, that's when it started. Like 2 years later, like 2013, I was really like amazed because I was getting like heavenly visitations, and I knew for a fact that they were really contacting me in a very positive way, of course. But it was just, I was just so amazed that little on me, they're coming to see me, and so that's when I really got more interested. And I said, well, if they're contacting me, it must be for a reason that I'm not aware of yet. And I think I'm just waiting for, like, the go-ahead. Maybe it's coming through you guys today, but I really want, like, confirmation, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it seems like it's coming, like, a little bit of pieces.
Yep, you absolutely just got three confirmations that this is absolutely what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Does the name Jackson have any significance for you?
Yes, very much. That's my mother's side, my grandfather's last name, my mom's last name, everyone's last name on my mom's side, yes.
Okay, who in the Jackson family had an obsession with cars? They were either a collector or a mechanic or something like that.
My grandfather, he just passed away October 31st of last year. He was 90 years old. His whole life he collected cars, and he was also a mechanic in the L.A. area for Sears, the company called Sears.
Okay. Because he's coming through very, very strongly. Were you not able to be with him when he passed and you were regretting it, or... What is it with your connection and his passing? There's a connection there.
Okay, it's very deep, and since you brought it up, I guess I'll just say it since it's been brought up right now. I've been crying a lot lately because I was told years ago when I was 27, I'm 36 now, I was told by a psychic that he's my father. In my past life, I came back in 1984. I passed away in a car accident in the 60s. And I came back to, reincarnate to the same family, but our relationship in my lifetime was very not good. He was never really nice to me, I feel. And I didn't know why. I always tried to have a connection with him, but the last year of his life, we really got close, and I was with him on his deathbed.
Okay.
But for the other years before that, it was just really bad, and I didn't understand why. And then when I found out at 27 he was my father, in my past life, it just blew me away. And I didn't understand this lifetime why we weren't close. That's why I was crying actually yesterday. Behind it. I've been crying like the past 2 weeks about it. That's probably why you're picking up on that.
That's possible, honey. That's possible why he's coming through for reassurance to you and to bring you strength.
Okay.
Just to let you know that he loved you very much. He still loves you. And you can call on your grandfather to help with messages.
Okay.
And I'm hearing butterflies. So watch. So he's bringing you butterflies.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be like a live butterfly. it could be you're walking through a store and see a butterfly on a shirt or on a picture, any, you know, anything like that. When you see the butterfly, know that he's with you.
Okay. I think he's around me a lot. My five-year-old daughter, she has dreams about him, and she'll wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because she was more close to him than I was. And I think he's visiting her through her dreams because one night she woke up and said, Grandpa's right here in the house. I guess he was just letting her know that he was here.
What do you smell when he's around? He's saying that there's a smell.
Actually, I haven't really noticed that. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Is there something you want me to pay attention to? Okay.
Yeah, just pay attention for an odd smell. Like, I don't know what it would be, but just for example, if all of a sudden you smell pipe smoke or you smell automotive oil or gasoline or something, you know, something that's not normal.
Okay.
That's going to be him also coming through. But
Dude,
he's
can
just
you ask
telling
him
you.
If you can do... Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, honey, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you can you ask him, is he aware? Because I never told him the secret. I kept it inside. Nobody in the family knows the secret. I was her. I was his daughter. So from the past life of mine, not his, you know, because he never left. Like when I, you know, passed away in a car accident in the 60s. Is he aware now since he's in heaven that do he know I'm his daughter and his granddaughter? Or he don't know?
He just said we're all connected.
Okay.
See, he's not bringing out anything specific. He's just saying we're all connected.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I just wasn't sure if he knew or not.
Can I just jump in just a second, Lynn?
Absolutely.
Yeah. When we are in our human bodies, we are very narrowed down. So when you cross, you're expanded. Your consciousness expands back into its normal state. So of course he knows. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
He does know, but the thing is, it doesn't matter. Where he is, that sort of stuff doesn't matter, because when he talks about all of us being connected, that's what he's referring to is the oneness. We are like, it's I've heard the metaphor of like there's a wave in the ocean, but we are also little individual drops of that wave. And so when he says it's we're all one, he's coming from the place of spirit where none of that sort of human brouhaha really matters anymore. So the secret doesn't matter. The secret is because you are family no matter what, you know? Anyway, that's just the 2 cents I wanted to pop in there.
Yeah,
and I think what I'm getting, like the positive side of this, since he's the first time he ever came through, I mean, like all the readings I had in the past 2 years, like other people came through, but this is the first time he ever came through. It's a sign that it's like a healing process for me, you know?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I'm very happy with everything.
Wonderful.
So sweet and nice.
Yeah. Mm. Wonderful. But yes, please follow your passion, honey.
Okay, I will for sure. I'm going to get more involved actually tonight, and I'm going to go on YouTube, and I'm going to try to Google all I can and hopefully get very involved in what I need to do for that as a career. Yes, I really need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay in
I
touch.
Agree.
Let us know how it goes,
yeah.
eh?
Absolutely.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a wonderful night, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful soul.
Neat. I love her energy, yeah. We have a visitor in the chat room, Man for Peace, just saying welcome, and he sends greetings to us. I don't know if he's got a question he'd like to throw at us, but
welcome
to the chat room. Mm-hmm, welcome.
Okay, we got another caller. Area code 917, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Carla.
Hi, Carla. How can we help you tonight?
Thanks. No, I would just like to know what general reading, maybe.
Okay.
Wow, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just getting flower off flower for you, Carla. That's so freaky. We're getting, like, botany and flora and fauna coming in tonight. Just one sec.
That's cool.
Airbell. Okay, here we go. Hmm. I think they're pretty magical. Well, I hope, I don't know if you're having a experience of grief right now, Carla. Have you lost someone?
Yes, I do have experience of grief.
Because what came through for you very, very clearly was the harebell, which is, it looks like a sort of, it's a blue flower, grows on a stalk with many, many little blue bells that go, and they've also been called bluebells, but they're not real bluebells, but harebells. And they are they're a symbol of constancy and everlasting love. And they also are associated with death and grief and are often planted on graves. And they're also associated with fairy lore. So are you still grieving? Are you having like a complicated experience with grief? As in you can't let go?
I've had some loss. I'm hoping some of it will be restored. So I have to be patient, mm-hmm. But I've had some loss due to some, you know, changes in my own due to COVID, some post-COVID loss
right.
that I experienced, but in terms of my own health, but
yeah.
I thought I was going to lose my, someone that I really love, but it didn't. But I did experience mm-hmm. that loss, and I tried to seek some support around it.
Yeah.
And do you see some parts of my body being restored, like back to some form of better?
Go ahead. I feel like somebody needs to pop in here, like we're sharing
yeah.
this energy. Go ahead.
Carla,
go ahead.
This is
yeah.
Sue. Is it your legs, honey, that are affected?
Sorry?
Is it your legs that are being affected?
No.
Okay. What are... I'm picking up on great sadness with you. And I'm sure that has
mm-hmm.
to do with the after effects. The message that I keep hearing is you have to move forward. You have to step out of your comfort zone. So whatever it is that you're experiencing, you have to push through it. Okay, now you might not want to answer this, but is your mind, is that being affected from the COVID or from the sadness? Because I'm picking up something with your head, your mind.
No.
It's got to be the sadness then, because I just keep getting in my head.
Yes, definitely that. Definitely, that
okay.
definitely impacted me on a deep level
okay.
due to some parts, some loss.
Okay.
Do you see that being somewhat restored or?
I'm hearing yes, but in time. And
yeah, I don't
okay,
care.
I can tell you from personal experience, I just had a doctor visit on Wednesday. I had COVID back in January, and I'm a long hauler. I'm still having effects.
Yeah.
And he's saying that they are finding that it can take up to a year for your health
yeah.
to be restored. And
so bizarre.
I'm sorry?
It's such a bizarre thing. That
yeah.
COVID.
Okay. I'm oh. hearing breathing exercises. So work on deep breathing exercises. That is going to help comfort your mind. It's going to help strengthen your muscles, relieve joint issues, anything like that. Are you able to get out in the sunlight and soak up vitamin D?
I'm taking vitamin D, but yes,
okay.
I go on rides outside and walks. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not inside, but I am. Sometimes in, mostly inside,
okay.
working and stuff.
Are you still trying to do things that you enjoyed doing before you got sick, or have you put you've put too much on hold? It's like you're afraid to move forward with it.
It's more like sadness because some parts of my health I've lost. I'll say it like that. And that's caused
mm-hmm.
some real sadness. But I have found a solution for now. But I'm just hoping that it will be somewhat restored. You know, somewhat.
I feel it will be. Like I said, it's going to take time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Go online and research your symptoms. And
yeah, I look up
the natural. I'm hearing more natural. So it could be
yeah,
supplements, diet.
Yeah, diet, supplements,
and
water. I don't want to do any chemical stuff
no.
that other people are doing to restore some of it, but I don't want to do chemical.
No, absolutely not. It's
I
not.
Judge it,
well,
I don't think it's for me. I'm not going to feel good about
right.
it.
No, we all have to do what we feel is right for our body. We know our body, and we have to do what is right. Have patience.
That flower was nice, the hair flower.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I think focus on that there's everlasting love being expressed for that.
Everlasting love.
Yeah.
What was the flower called?
It's called the harebell. And if you go online and just type in the spiritual meaning of the harebell, you'll get all kinds
yeah.
of more information. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like
very
that.
pretty flower. And I don't know why, but when you first started speaking, I felt a great sense of delicacy, like that you're feeling very delicate right now. Your health is delicate.
Yeah.
And the flower itself is
mm-hmm.
delicate. But... yeah, but I think, I'm sorry?
No, sorry, I was listening to you. I don't want to cut you off again.
Oh, no, that's okay. We've got funny sound tonight. But, I think, when Sue was talking about your feet or your legs, Are you having numbness in any of your extremities?
No.
No, I don't know why, because I'm feeling like my hands and my feet went numb when I listened to you.
That could be my partner that has that.
Oh, your partner's got
that's
that.
That's also causing me grief and sadness.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's not you. Okay, but it is the energy connection because you're...
Yep.
You guys are, like, connected energetically.
He's, like, one with me. And his extremities are very weak.
Okay,
and
that's where Sue's picking
numb,
up, too,
yeah.
then.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
so when you said no, your legs and feet, I went, no. Yeah, I went, no. Sue's right. There's something going on. So do yourself a favor and look online about the work they're doing with B12 for that kind of thing. And again, you know, always check with your medical people and stuff, but it's something you can give yourself information.
Yeah, information about. Yeah, I'm going to do some testing on him, and I'm going to get him some homeopathic essences or something, at least to just keep him going, to have him move forward.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I think time, again, as Sue was saying, time is going to be your friend after you let some time go by. Healing will happen. And don't discount the effectiveness of, many modalities. So, like, work with the traditional medicine and the holistic medicine, but also explore energy medicine, too. That's amazing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep, she just dropped off.
Well, anyway, I hope we helped a bit. I hate that. I think we're having those gremlins that the other team was talking about. Oh, dear.
Crazy.
Yeah, Jessica didn't get a chance to do a card. Oh, well. Did you want to try reading it anyway, Jessica, just in case she's still listening? Yeah.
I was just going to suggest that the card that I had gotten for Carla is Don't Relinquish Your Power. The reading here on Don't Relinquish Your Power, you have created a blueprint for yourself, and your role in this matrix of life is vital. Never be less than who you are. If this card appears in your spread, examine how you may be taking a back seat in the dynamics of this incarnation. It may seem like an easier row to hoe if you acquiesce to others. Okay, yeah, thank you. But in reality, you are doing a disservice not only to yourself, but your soul family. Your influence does matter. Your opinions do matter.
Hi, Carla.
Oh,
there she is. I don't know what happened. I got just bumped off.
Okay.
Huh. Hey. Gremlins.
Yeah. Hi, Carla. This is Jessica. I was just reading the card that I pulled for you, just in case you were still listening. The card that I pulled for you is Don't Relinquish Your Power. The reading on it says, you have created a blueprint for yourself, and your role in this matrix of life is very vital. Never be less than who you are. If this card appears for you, examine how you may be taking the back seat in the dynamics of this incarnation. It seems like an easier row to hoe if you have the acquires to other. But in reality, you are doing a disservice not only to yourself, but your soul family. Your influence matters. Your opinion matters. It is part of your birthright. So be so quick to undermine yourself or give away the strength of your convictions. This puzzle piece that that creates the bigger picture won't come together as a whole if you choose or if you choose not to participate. Have faith in yourself and know that your emotions are manifesting in a certain way and a certain time for a certain reason. Many times insecurity or insecure humans try to take away the power of others to build up their own shortcomings. Be aware that this is a result of fragile ego. Be careful of that out there. Acknowledge this and don't engage in their attempts at manipulation. Be steadfast and have resolve. So that's the card that I got from the depths of your divine messages.
Thank you. That resonates. But I've already moved on from those people. I just I finished that assignment and going into a new one.
Wonderful. Yeah. Just stay steadfast.
Just try to stay positive, honey. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Stay positive. Take your energy back. Be patient. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be patient and wait for everything to grow back, maybe sometime. Oh, my God. I'm so sad. Anyway, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, and let us know how things go for you.
Yes. Harebell, I like.
You have a wonderful night, sweetie.
Wonderful night, ladies.
You too. Have
a lovely night. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just got a weather alert that we have some extremely severe storms moving into my area. So if I get kicked off, somebody's going to have to pick it up.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that was beautiful energy. You know, I wish Carla so much love and healing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready for our next caller?
Okay, yep.
Yep.
All right.
Oh,
520, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
I'm sorry, what is your name, hon?
Lisa.
My earbuds.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sound.
I'm sorry.
But how can we help you, hon?
Well, I sent a card yesterday to someone, and I put a message in the card. It had a bright sunshine face on it, you know, like a cartoon. And it just, I put a message on there, you know, I've been thinking about you. You know, I addressed it to their name, and if you ever want to talk, here's my phone number, and I miss our conversations, and then I sign my name. Do you think they're going to call me?
I'm not sure if this is Ryan coming through with his wiseacre attitude, but I just heard don't hang from a rope.
Yeah, and I heard a big no. So
sorry, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I just, it's like, don't hang from a rope, you know. I wouldn't put too much energy into these guys.
Nope.
We must have gotten a no. Yeah, I got the same thing as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Did you say no?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, we have
we
bad sound here.
We can barely hear you,
here.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
No,
it's
not
okay,
your fault.
Honey. If we're having
Gremlins.
Technical issues with the website, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the answer being no from all three of us, it's just that I get the expression sometimes when people are sort of putting more energy into a situation. Let's say you're hammering at a door that won't open, and you have better things to do than, you know, wait around for these people to get some manners. Yeah. It's a shame. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
No. Really? No, that's perfect. That's perfect. You know, it's, you're giving me what you're picking up, and that's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
But I feel like you deserve
Yeah, your
better.
Time is... Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry? What?
I feel like you deserve better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
be treated better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we both got our feelings hurt, and I just wanted a chance to explain that, no, I'm not going to, you know, hammer at the door for sure.
Yeah. Give it. If you know, it might change things around by just pulling your energy back from it for a while. And sometimes
yeah.
when you don't go after a situation, sometimes you pull the right energy to you. It's very interesting. You know, it's almost inversely proportional or something, how that works.
Yeah.
But,
actually,
yeah.
I have not made any attempts to contact that individual at all. And this is the first time.
Yeah.
People were telling me, you know, I should just send a card. And so I went ahead and did it. And at first
yep.
I thought, no way, I'm not going to do that, I thought. And then, I thought, the more I talked it over with somebody, and then, we were coming up with what to put in the card, you know, because I didn't want it coming across as anything other than what I actually ended up putting in the card. You know, just something like that, you know, it's not. So I haven't made any attempts to reach out to that individual at all.
Yeah. It's probably your instincts telling you to invest your energy elsewhere, you know. It's
I do. I am so busy. I mean, unbelievably busy. I just, it's okay. You know, however that works, that's fine. And if you saw it as a no, that's okay. They could be out of town, too.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
They usually go out of town this time of year. So
yeah,
that could be something there as well.
Could be, yeah.
But anyway. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
she's,
fine.
Yeah, very. But that's good. You actually, you know, it's just a little blip on the landscape for you. It's not, this doesn't have to turn into a big thing. And actually forgetting about it, pulling away, I have a feeling that you are going to draw some connection back to you. It's an interesting dynamic.
You're breaking
I don't know if you've ever.
You're breaking.
Yeah. Oh.
Really bad right now, Lynn.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and we just lost her too.
Oh no! Oh goodness!
Wow!
Yeah,
I think that since we've been having these issues tonight, and we're dropping calls, and our voices are going in and out, I think we should just call it a night.
Yeah, Lisa came back, though.
Oh, and she's gone again.
Oh, no, she just went away again. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't, if Lisa can hear us still, call us back again. I think this is a blog talk. They're just having tech problems. The Wednesday show had trouble, too. So, anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Back on, give it back to you there, Sue.
Yeah, I think they were having trouble last night and Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think that's what I read. But, yeah, so I think we'll go ahead and just call it a night. Really sorry
we
couldn't work better, but, well, Lynn, you want to give your contact information in case anybody is listening and needs it?
Sure. If you can hear this, it's lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I'm also on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale. And you can find me on the Sacred Embers website as well. Well, that we can find all of us. That is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And my Jessica?
My name is Jessica Marie Tatro, and you can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro or in our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, or in the Sacred Embers group as well and on the Sacred Embers website. Thank you.
And I am Sue Fields Delamonte. You can get me on Facebook, the Sacred Embers group, and the Sacred Embers website. Ladies, thank you for a wonderful evening and all your help.
Thank you.
Love working with you guys.
Yeah,
love you too. And thank you to all of the callers and anyone listening. We wish you peace, happiness, health, love, and light. And we'll let Louie sing us out.
All right. Love and light to all of you.
Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.